I have good news. I want to thank, first I want to thank Torah Anytime. And I want to thank Rabbi Yosef Yaffe, Yidat Tzadik. And I want to thank Kav Hashkocha Protius. And I want to thank Kol HaLoshen. And I want to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have good news, Rabbi Say. B'tochen Hotline. We want to thank B'tochen Hotline. Not Stam. Somebody asked me, oh, you're speaking tonight? Is Golomba going to be there? Is he? So, have a seat. Rabach Tachemish. Zacharekeh. Ah! On a high, I'm flying all over the place. You know that the Rambam was Hasidic. Definitely. He's the one Rishon that says you may simcha v'halal. No? I think there's one more that I know of. He's the one that simcha v'halal, but azam is simcha. Anyway, Saja simcha baruch Hashem, we got a new Jack. Thank you so much for Jack. I want to thank the Chashva. Such of Yid who understands, he's Aymer al Das Rabbi. Says it takes 40 years to be Aymer al Das Rabbi, and he stopped me right. He got if I stayed that ever, and he bought me a jack right away. Good person. And what I want to say anyway. Yeah. You know how much do you believe in the power of Hanukkah? Are you going to be a new person? Is anything going to change in your life over Hanukkah? Are things going to start happening? But you're so frustrated all your life. I was on the phone today with somebody, Nebuch, crying. Nebuch. He puts up a good front. He's a great guy. He went through a lot. And he has problems, whatever. He holds himself back from crying. And he's davening. Tell me how much. I'm afraid of my horror. How much you daven? Well, tell me. I'm afraid of it. Me, you can tell. An hour a day. Regularly. This is a malach. By the way, I will tell you, I noticed from this person, like all of us, I didn't want to be mean. The person tells me, I'm not getting what I want, you know. Okay. There are so many nisim going on with this person. The person don't hop. This person, it goes over your head. You know, so many good things happening. Oh, you just said this. Oh, as we're talking, I'm finding out more. And another mifus happened. Another mifus. Someone who dominates an hour a day gets a different treatment. However, I recommended this person to make. So why aren't they getting okay? And they're all stressed, and they're all this, and they're all angry. And I says, I don't daven an hour a day, but I recommend an hour a day of betochen. Hear what I said? I hope Rav Shlomo Rush is not hearing what I'm saying. I once had an argument with him.
Not
bad. Very good. Very good. Beautiful. Beautiful. By bursting, beautiful. Yavaldik, the one who betochen the daf. He doesn't mean that's beautiful. Now, I have betochen and I forget also. It's a ball of miles. I was saying. Now, I had a talk with him. And he told me that, by the way, Rav Shlomo Rush is a Yid that's not stopped. He's from, in the Breslov Olam, he is the man. He's a wonderful person, and he's into betochen. But he told me that to get betochen, you got to daven. I say, I learned Musi. He said, no, you got to daven. I went to my Rebbe, Rabbeinu, and he said, no, you learn Musa. And I know it works by Rabbeinu, but so people are different. We came to the conclusion, and I told this Rabbi Arush later on, while you learn Musa, you daven together. Make a sandwich. It's Ganeden. Do it all. So I told this person, spend an hour a day. You're putting an hour with the Eibush to spend that hour working on Betachon to relax. This person has such stresses. My wife is doing this and my kid's doing that. It drives me nuts. See, I'm davening. You see, I want to tell you something about tefillah. Now I'm going to tell you big yisoid. When you daven, you came to this world to daven or to break your midas? What's more important? Now you can't say anything's more important than tefillah. Aber der Gein says, Ikechi es ha'adam shvidas ha'midas. Vem la'ab lam alechayim. They all say it. Midas is everything. Everyone knows that. You'll see. You know how many people who do hespeidah this or people who lig in learning and people who lig in chesed, and they're all of tahak the Taurus. They daven all day, tahak the Taurus. But the man who's into betachin is not of tahak the Taurus. There's a meiser with the mashgiach of Nitri Yeshiva, Rabbi Yonah Forst, I think his name was. Somebody had a gefal of a peckle with his wife, Hashem Yirachem, the physical. She wasn't well. He went through Sheva, through Gehenim. And he told him, take a shahar betachin every day and learn it for an hour. And did he have nisim gloyim? Did his life turn around? Despite his peckle, he was spent all day with Gehenim with his, not because his wife had a debilitating disease, but that was a pachad. He spent an hour a day with betachin. He had nisim gloyim all over the place. I think she couldn't have kids. Suddenly she had a kid. All kinds of, it's crazy. Betachin. Ain't nobody left there. Betachin. Sit and chill out. Zayf gailach. More betachin. More. Sit there. But I'm learning betachin.
How long?
5 minutes a day. Now, I can't make away with that. I was once given over the head. He's not here now. He used to come to the Vod. Okay, he listened. He's listening now. Tired of younger man. He told me, you know why the Elam can't go along with you? Because you say an hour a day, leave the guys alone. If you said 10 minutes, you'll have some followers to your religion, to your Hasidus over here. You're going to say an hour. You killed them. You're hitting him over the head with a Bible. Hagen, hey, what do you want for the poor guys? An hour, but talking. And he's right. So I'm careful. But fuck, if you're davening already for an hour, if you're one of those, put that time into betachin. You want to be in Gan Eden, you'll say goodbye to all your peklas. Say goodbye. There's no pekel. People have betachin are pekel free. Sit out the hour. It's not easy. Sit out the hour. You'll be a new person. I once told Rabbi Miller, we were once in a vod with Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zeche Tzadik Levracha here in Lakewood. We had a vod with 15 in the light. We're sitting around together. Those days Lakewood was much smaller. He didn't come. It was a hookup. It lasted 2 weeks, I think. Then he said, I have to do whatever. Didn't last. There's a lot to learn from that. And a vod in Lakewood, a big island. He wasn't the spoil. That's so important. You know what? Whatever reason, you're not in this bowl, a big crowd waiting for you. You don't become bottle to see. They're all looking at you. All need you to. Don't kill me, sugar over here. He was a Chavis Avavis man, Rabbi Avigdor Miller. Chavis Avavis does not believe in being in this bowl from people. Crowds don't scare them. He wasn't into that whole people. He said and she said this or that. He's good impression. Rabbi Miller did not fall for that stuff. Anyway, it's not easy. It's a big job. Had to be this ball. Anyway. But he... L'chaim! Baruch Ato Alinoi! Alihei de Malcholim! Shakel Medroi! Amen. I'm tarnished up Halton Jack. Jack Vat. Jack Bumazol Masakan Zain. Amen. Because Mamish Hakal Baruch Vaidai, some Shidduchim, for all the boys who are all over the, all Achever and all everybody. Yeah? Right. Beautiful. Very nice. Beautiful. Beautiful. Anyway, what are you holding? What did Rav Miller forget? The Halter do.
Rav Miller was telling me in the van.
The van. What did he say in the van? And then he said, make a Kabbalah for 2 minutes a day, whatever the Kabbalah was. And somebody mentioned, how about an hour of this stuff? He went, not shy. You do that for an hour. You'll remember it for the rest of your life. He was fire. An hour of Musa. Wah. Wasn't pashut. It was a spoil. He didn't tell him the elder to do that. But when someone brought up the concept, I don't remember what it was, but the volume of time makes a ration sits on you. Now you got it. 10 minutes, it's about, let's go flying here and there. Don't make away the 10 minutes. I know younger man, 5-10 minutes a day, learning Shabbat B'tochen for years. His whole financial situation turned around much like a player. But he told me that he it was a springboard. I've spoken about this fellow. He used to get up 5 times a night with heart palpitations because he couldn't pay for his house. A big Ben Torah lives in learning by smothered Rabbi Gertz. What a good schmack. B'tochen is something else. So he became a B'tochen weekly enthusiast. He started, became a Zayin slowly but surely. Sidur HaNebishter, by the way, now that you finished with Shas, let me introduce you to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's exactly what happened over here. I mean, he's a riesig inventor, a zis like anything, a sweet, heilige, younger man. But fought the talking, so his life turned around. So first he started getting Ashbaz Tavis here and there, but so, a year and a half later, one day his uncle calls him up, from now on I'm supporting you. And that was it, with the geld. And then his wife couldn't have kids, so she already had 9 kids. I don't know many, but she wasn't allowed to eat ahead. See, that's no problem with me. His wife had a kid, and without paying the aid, and then they didn't have money for Shalom Zacha. See, David Abishtar wanted a fleshiga. No, so he wanted a fleshiga meal for the bris, and he needed up to 2,000. That's what he needed. As soon as he davened, he looked up. Within 5 minutes, he had 8 telephone calls with geld until he had more than he needed after he davened. And when he told me a story on the phone, his wife yells, no, there were 9 people. Because he became a rebbe. He does things. I look at him. Wow. He got the Abishd into his life. Look what he did over here. The Titus are not the Titus. The Shas is on a different Shas. You're Ryan Gatan and the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Var Hashem Boza, Rabbeinu used to say. He didn't say the Black Gemara Boza. Var Hashem Boza. It's the Abishter that you need. It's just not the Abishter. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a story. Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story. The Alta von Nevada tells over. King, this is Shitas Navardik. I want to tell you something. I want to open up the whole sugya. We're looking to bring back Navardik. I'm getting phone calls all over the place. And there's groups being formed. They want the old. What are we supposed to do with Navardik? We're fighting not them. It would be a great idea for you to make a joke out of it all day long. People are stuck there. you know, that they're cute. They know the Shalomites, and my wife yelled at me. The kids, the Nachas, and the kids, and the Panusin. Now, in the body, they made jokes out of all this stuff. They just laughed at it. And if you learn to laugh at Olam Hazeh, that's the only time you'll enjoy living in this world. You take Olam Hazeh serious, you're in trouble. A Baal B'tochen is not serious about Olam Hazeh. He's not. You know how many people I have to tell on the phone? And I feel guilty saying I did it yesterday, 2-3 p.m. The same nusach. I see what they need. I get a phone call. Rabbi Mendel. And from people, you're Shemaim. I honor them. And I have no choice with them. Stop being serious. Chill out. Get that ice cream. Rabbi Miller used to say, eat cake. Get that ice cream. Cut it out. So this happened. He yelled at you. This laws up. Don't be arrogant. Stop being serious. I tell my favorite story. The Arab on top of the roof. You know what I'm saying? The Arab is an Arab on top of a mica in Kiryat Sefer. I heard this from an Adria. And the Arab was told, the Arab was supposed to pull up a Dud Shemesh with a rope. And to pull up a, so the Yid hired him, and he got up on the eighth floor, and he's standing on the mica. And he starts pulling the Dud Shemesh. And they're watching him, and my friend, he's a dying there, and he says he sees the Arab is more in the street than in the mic. It was crazy. Like, are you serious what you're doing here? You know? So he tells his friend, tell you, he's going to mat. You know, in Arabic, it's mat. You know, mace, mat. Atamat! He yells at him. So the Arab looks back at him. No, mat, mat! What do you want? Stop it! Muskinshizai. What are you getting so excited over? Mat, Rabbit stock. I know somebody had pain and he conquered it with this. He kept saying, thank you for the pain. You say you have a big power with your mouth. This fellow, okay, it's a pain. You keep saying it and it'll stop bothering you. You'll be a happier person than a guy without pain. You brainwash yourself long enough. Anyway, then my other favorite story is the guy on the plane with the turbulence. They thought the plane was going to crash. And this lady is screaming hysterically. And the plates were flying all over the place. And you hear shattered glass. It's a failure. You know, I'm halting by Tazung Vidri. No, it's over. And this guy's standing there, busy drinking his Jack or whatever he had there. In his hand, the lady in front of him is kvitching, hysterics, and he doesn't like her kvitching. And he says, hey lady, can you let a guy enjoy his last highball? This guy's serious, huh? So I tell this, these are my favorite stories. You gotta be like those guys. Don't worry so much. And people asked, I said, do you know what he said to me? Did he mean that? What he said, she said, this said, and everybody saw when I was doing kach v'kach, I made a bracha under the chuppah, and I made the wrong bracha. If I'm a Navardiya, that's exactly what I try to do. Oh, thank you so much for correcting me. Anyway. So somebody says, so what I'm saying, you Olam Hazeh, you're into COVID especially, ruins your Olam Hazeh. Dalton and Vardig Sefer, they say, was a guide to living in Olam Hazeh. How do you like that one? A guide to living in this world, the culture and Yenavel. So I was thinking about the telephones. I used to be a telephone. My father had it in for telephones. I never got, the lady is, he used to have a war. He didn't like, he had ups with telephones. They say Rav Chaim Kanevsky never used it. Rav Eliyashiv also not so much. All right, whatever. So I'm getting phones. My track record is I get 15 calls in the span of 5-10 minutes. And then an hour goes by and nobody calls me. This is what's going on in my life. And have complaints to Shemayim. You never answer. You never answer. And so I said, okay, let me answer. And I start dialing. And all the guys who call me, the guy was on, like, I don't know, he called me five times. So he looks like he's, and he calls. In fact, I have a guy right here. I have a guy right here tonight. Please call me immediately. And he called me from two different numbers. It's urgent. So, okay, I came home. I called him twice. No answer. All the emergencies, no answer. So, what's going on here? And the guy, he had an emergency. By the way, I will tell you that a lot of emergencies, wait a day, call him the next day. Everything okay? What? How come you're calling me? No, I don't know. Well, you got, well, didn't you call me yesterday for an emergency? Oh! You know, Shlomo Melech had a ring. You know, on the ring it said, Gamze Yavar. You know that. Wherever he says, Zog Zachnish. Gamze Yavar. You know the stipler, they say. He never went to a doctor. He said if he would have gone to a doctor, he would have been dead a long time ago. When something went wrong, you said, all right, it'll blow over. Watch it blow over. That's, you have no idea. Okay, anyway. So people, you know, it'll pass, Ugzachnish, but people get so excited. Kupzarai, Machtachemish, we have a new jack. Kavach Hanukkah, the first day of Hanukkah. Thank you so much. And so the, so anyway, so I'm getting all depressed. I'm not saying it's so true, what I'm saying, but I want to sound exciting. I'm getting very depressed. An hour? Not one phone call? I'm used to 15 phone calls, you know. When my Adam comes to visit me, he sees what a great chair I am. I'm like, excuse me. Oh, yes. Well, I'll get back to you soon. And it clicks again. Yes. Oh, I'll be with you soon, yeah. You want to get covered? Sit on a phone all day and show everybody. The whole world needs me. You ever see these people, how they go, they stick it in their ears, and they walk around all day. They misbited them. I don't know who they misbited with. But the guy on the phone, they walk around all day talking. Hey, were you talking to me? Oh, I'm sorry, you're on the phone. No. And there's no telephone. There's no one. There's something in his ear, and that's it. And it works. It's unbelievable. I think it's a COVID issue. That's what I say. I wanted to talk a little bit about the telephone business. Until I got 100 phone calls a day, I never got depressed over a telephone. But now that you're getting so many calls, and I'm at the moment nobody's calling, I know for a fact there are very big public figures, Rabbanim, who are very depressed because no one's calling them. Nobody's calling me. Nobody likes me. I know spouses where the husband, my wife, everyone, all the calls are for her. And then there's other ones where the other way, the lady says, oh, everyone always calls you and nobody likes me. So
the whole social media, everyone checks every second to people like them. Liking someone.
Yeah. You like me, you don't like me, you like me, you like me. You know, they once found all for the boss, J.J. Herman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. They found him, his daughter found him sitting on the floor in the house, I'm not sure. He was crying. He says, what's the matter, Papa? He said, does the boss like me? Are you worried? No one, anybody worried about that? Well, he likes you. This one, like, what is he able to? How's your relationship with Hashem? Anyway, so when you get used to something, you're in trouble. You get sicker with COVID. You're used to it. You get more of it. Not so simple. You know, I'm a high-risk Rebbe. I do things I'm not this far from nobody. A bracha? Yes! Definitely lately, I have a standard nusach. I just did it tonight. At least two, three times. People call me. Guarantee you, Yeshua Gemurah. The guy could be holding by saying vidui. I'm not impressed. I don't care. Yeshua Gemurah, and you must call me to tell me I was right. Because there's no something, I'm right. I do this all the time. By the way, if Taka writes, it's not Pashit. But when I first started doing it, how do you do that? What if you're wrong? You know, because in my world, if they ain't raving over you, and they decide you're not such a big bar mitzvah, it's a glick. Having chassidim, my Rebbe Rabbi said, this is nish good for life. Having chassidim, you need that stuff? What do you need that for? You have to have chassidim? You have to be popular? What do you have to be? You know, I was once honored. And Rabbi Aaron Fulmer let me have it. He hated COVID. When they honor you, you're in a spoil. They need you. They want next to get tug. You ever see these Gevirim? They go through Gehenna. Gevirim have a life. Does anybody like me? It's my money. Do I have one friend? All the big Gevirim. You think it's easy to be a Gevir? They don't trust nobody. Anyway. They're big tzaddikim for the bzionis that they get. No? I'm serious. I hold a veld from Gevirim. I go to them with a feeling of Rachmanis. Whenever I see Gevirim, oh, you're nemach one of those. Gevirim. The Chavis always tells you to have Rachmanis. Have Rachmanis. He's never flying all over. Baruch Hashem. I'm an Arman. I'm doing, I don't know, the whole world knocking him and then making him sugar. Anyway. So, when you enter the telephone can be a covered object. And it could give you a lot of aggravation. When you're running after the phone, and this guy called, this guy didn't call, and they like me. Kids, I wanted to say ha'ora. The altar and the Vatic's vote. If the other wants to get together, if they have the phone problem, how do you work on it? That's what Nevada used to do. They would take a thing like this. How do we deal with this? Or you're going to go to a certain place where you're not politically correct. They don't really hold from you so much over there. You're one of the other type that doesn't fit in. Now, some of the Vardigs with Daf could plant themselves in such a place. Kum tarayin, Rabbi Pam, kum tarayin, kum tarayin. And I mach the famous. Yeah, mach plats, choshevin. Okay, anyway. Any room? No room? Did you hear that Torah anytime? There's no room. See that? Now you know who I am. One second, just in case. Anyway, let's move. Rick the Tish. Anyway, so they would get together and decide, how do you work on it? There is a whole recipe to deal. Before Reb Gershon went to New York, I was watching it. He was waiting for a car, and they took him for a ride deep into the forest in his own private base Abdidas, because tomorrow he's going to New York, and he's going to spend all night learning Musa to learn to hate COVID and not being a spoil. He's going to a strange country, New York, and I'm just a French, New York, and has to collect money yet and how to deal with this and with that. So what he did there, I don't know, but I'm going to my shver. Okay. I'm going to my shver. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Busy fight with your shvaga? Be busy with your kinna issue with whoever it is over there, Or whoever chepes you over there. Wherever you go, you're going to a chasana. There's an opportunity for growth. And you have to look. I know some people, I know younger man, I once did a big chesed for somebody. He did not fit in with the in-laws. He was like a very simple, pashta person, and they were a bunch of shop chevra. And his shver was punk, the big Rosh Yeshiva. And the shvogers were ganze knackers, Rosh Chaburas, and he was barely making it, such a type. And I remember I davened very hard for him. They had a lot of aggravation. Every time he had to go to the in-laws, it was Gehenna. Yeah, I don't fit in with those people. So Bikitsa, I put him on his feet a little. I made him talk. He got up there and he spoke well, and they respected him and they liked him. And that's one Eitzah. And there's other Eitzahs. Not you learn Musa while you're there. You talk to the Yavishta. What are you? You'll be Mechabit everybody. You look down at them. They're elephants and you're a mouse. So that's why you sit there every time and your wife is all depressed because my husband is a Nebuchadnezzar and she doesn't fit. She doesn't learn Musa, Pashtetzah. If she learned Musa, she'd be so happy being married to a Nebuch. That's the biggest glick in the Lebanon to be married to. What do I care what this one says? And well, she married the top guy, and he's going to marry the the anchor boy who's not such a big dus. And if you're an avadiga lady, you'd love it. This is what I want. Some bazianus. What do I care what my sister-in-law thinks? She's got other peklach I don't want to hear about. You know, Baruch Hashem, I don't have covered. Keep it. He just got a stella. He just got a stella. Now you're going to find out what life's all about. I spoke recently in a place. I said, all these big names, these big Rosh Hashivas, that are on Gdolim pictures, they have a views you don't know about. You wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Much worse than you. Rav Nosson once told us to a bacha. This bacha Nebuch was—he was a medication for being nervous. He was Nebuch, not well. He became violent. They said things about him wasn't pashut. And he used to speak to me a lot. This bacha. And he once told me he went to the mashgiach, and he said the elam is mavazani. You know they're not gerusim. Mashgiach looked at him. Yeah, Amir, the mavazani much more than you. He does, but Mashkiach knew how to live with this. Mashkiach learned Musa. When you learn Musa, see what Bajadis is, just lost your head. I mean, learn Musa. We got to get Musa for a month. Bajadis, that's not Shayach. And not to have Kinna, all that stuff. Kinna is ridiculous. What's us the Kinna? But this guy will say, that guy will say. I told you the Meister with the guy, Rebbe Bahala told me this. It's a great story. I repeat it a lot. It's one of my best. He knows a younger man, I believe in Lake Wataka, who can't sleep at night. He's going with sugar. Why? Because he has his friend, a star, 300 bachurim in his yeshiva. He's knocking. And he has nothing. And he eats himself up for years. And his wife and him, and his look at you, and look at him. Managed. And the guy, Lipa Hella, told me this. The guy that he's Makana, 7 years ago, lost 16 Bachurim to a different Magid Shia because they liked his Shia better than his. And since that day, he don't sleep at night. And whoever comes to his yeshiva, he asks them 2,000 questions. Why did you come to me? Why did you go to him? How come the brother's not coming to my Maisid? He's a basket case. He's a nervous wreck. This is the guy that you're Makana on. He's the guy with the 300 Balkan, and you're going out of your Kalim with Kinna. Develop envious ignorance. You're crazy. What's else to Kinna? You don't chop. You know what's really going on with this guy. Be happy, whatever the ambition gives you. Anyway, let's get back to this. I want to just say how you got to, we have to go to war against Elam Hazan. I'll tell you why. A lot of things. I tell you, my hat almost killed me. Where's my hat? My hat is still getting me nervous. My nervous. You want it? I got myself a new. Someone got a hold of me. He didn't like my hat. He says, "Mandel, you doesn't pass. Get yourself a new hat." Here's my new hat. Anyway, he don't like it. It's inside. Anyway, so no. I passed that stage. I don't do that anymore. I know I'm a Rosh Kabbalah. My hat doesn't. But the old one, I have to find it. I don't know what happened to it. Anyway, so I got a new hat. As soon as I got the new hat, I used to walk around with this old hat like, Mishmak, this hat, 1 second, watch the way you hold it. That's how you ruined the other one. The guy at the hat store explained to me, you didn't hold it right. That's why you got messed up. Oh, okay, so this hat, I'm already, wait, you got to hold it. Wait. And as soon as it's drizzling a drop, my hat. So you want to ruin your Elam Hazan? Buy yourself nice hats. Buy yourself fancy suits. You want to kill your Elam Hazan? The lady should buy fancy jewelry so they can sit that night. Who's going to take my jewelry, right? So you can kill all your sleep and kill everything. Buy a big house and then you're worried for the neighbors. And do they say, are you getting enough covered for your house so that the people appreciate that you have the nicest house in town? Or are they making fun of me because I'm one of those? Whatever it is. The Vardig is left. There's a certain chassidus. When in that chassidus, you buy a hat, and that's it. Ad meyav esim shana. You buy that hat, you stay with it. Mine up Gemina, stay with that. And they are known to be the happiest chassidim you ever met. I'm serious. They are the happiest without the hat business. The guys who are, wait, now you have to be a mensch. You have to look. Now, Rabbi Isaac, please, you do have to be a mensch. I don't want to get in trouble. In fact, I'm also a little bit, you know, into being half normal. I'm also believing in being the mal, you know, Tishkei Aveira. But I just want to be Ma'ira. The Nevada Yeshit, they did not go for this business. They played their cards well. Ravoba once told me that's all. You got to play your cards, you got to do your shtick and still be normal. You got, and Nevada used to say, Shmaris Achavis, or Shmaris Yena. You know, smash the barrel, but and you got to watch the one year old. And you could do it. You could be a normal guy and still have your shtick. And it could work. You have to have your seichel. You have to know when and where and how and what. Whatever you're doing. Anyway, that's a call for the Hanukkah Masiba. He's probably going to want me to. So far, it's Monday. I mean, you can call and call him. But I don't know. This is Zevi Strauss. Call Zevi Strauss. Officially 8 to 9 Monday in the... But check it, double check. Monday in our Kail. You know, we have a Nevada Gate Kail. Where is that? In 8th Street? Am I right? Are you in touch with him? He's calling me now. And I can't answer him now. I'm in the middle of my drasha. Yeah, so far that's what he told me. Okay, whatever. We're going to be knocking. Whoever comes to our Hanukkah Masiba and eats one bite of latke, muftach loy, ala glikin in the belt. Our latkes are kedush kedushim. By the way, anybody who eats latkes in the Hanukkah, I'm avtiachim ala brachas in the world. And I'm serious about it. I'll prove it to you in a second. Let me give you something. How come it says, the Gemara Makkah says, lak, rak, chazak, rak chazak, and don't eat blood. What's the lashon over there? What? Vilti achal es adam. There's a lot of lavin, but the one that Gemara picks on, there's a lot of lavin for dam, loads of them. A lot of lavin for eating blood. Again, we have to tell you again, don't eat blood. The Torah has to keep telling you. You need to tell me that so many times? What's going on here? How many lavin? Five? It's a lot. A lot of lavin for blood. And this, the one, the Rav Chazak, the Gemara there says how the Yavis, the one, wants to be mezaki you. So he tells you not to eat blood, even though Nafshi Shalom cuts him imenu, even though it's disgusting. Now I have a kasha for the Yalim. Why does it, the Gemara picks that pasuk, the Rav Chazak, be strong. Be strong. And don't eat, self-control. Don't eat that blood. What's going on here? And the Chazal say, Nafshi Shalom Kotsim Imenu, things that you can't stand, you're going to get schar for not eating it. So Kolshkein, gives a lot of rise that you want to do, you get schar. What's going on? You have anybody in Teretz? Chazak, what's the Chazak? Okay, anyway. What did he say? What did he say?
Nafshi Shalom Kotsim
Imenu. Right.
And that Chazak is what the Torah told you not to do. That's what you should do. That's why you should eat.
Very, ooh, yeah, I love this. If you hit that butter, so delicious, Baron. You gotta love brisket after that. You hear what they said? It's delicious. The chazak is the what? That the Torah. What?
You don't want to eat it. Don't eat it.
Yeah, isn't that delicious? They're good. They're great. What? Right. Right. Really? But what do you need chizik for? Okay, anyway, I have to say my something over here. I want to say, you're getting schar for things like this. And the Torah loves us to pieces. If you can get schar. If you eat a water bug, you get four lavin. But Malkus, am I right? Of course. A barrier, you get a full 39 wax for one whole water bug. Four times you're going to be in Bezin. They're going to whip you ad mavis. Come on. That's when they stop the Malkus. Am I right? They give you till you're utot. And then you sit in the hospital a couple of months and you recover. And then they bring you back again. Now you got to get another one. four of those shots. Mr. Halba, after that, boy, you've had it. The whole Kaiche state in the Gemara. When you give Malkus, you give him. No? That's a din. And, oh, that's the water bugs are the, those are the cheap guys. That's, those are not real serious, you know. How about an ant? There you get five Malkus. How the hell, how's that? 5 times, 39 times each. And you really want to be a Heverman, go eat a fly. A fly, you get 6. Come on. You have to warn me so many times and scare me with 6 Malkus not to eat a disgusting fly. I need that. Not to eat a mosquito. I need that. They're going to write on my Kevel Achamei Vesem. Oh, yeah, Taida Elachid, he never ate mosquitoes. He never ate hornets and bugs. And he never ate worms. A tzaddik. Anyway, so the Teretz is that Hashem loves us, and Hashem wants us to value. He value every inch. Reb Chatzkel says in the next world, every mashu that you do is so precious in Shemayim. You eat that latkes, and you respect every bite. Don't make a joke out of it. You have a type of sachila. Stop that. What type of sachila? Es gesunte heit. And thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu for that healthy appetite instead of worrying about how your belly looks. You worry the weight that kills everybody. The weight kills. Don't worry. Thank Hashem that you have an appetite. You have to thank a lot. Anyway, so you have to really be machshiv. Being machshiv, you know, it's a Rabbanan Dikya Yom Tov. Chanukah is Rabbanan. And Rabbanan means mankind. You know the Mizbeach, Chanukah's Mizbeach, it's Makom Kaparasa Yunivra. That's where Adam Rishon was created, right at that Mizbeach. The Adam, and Zokta Abina Hirsch, the Mizbeach goes up to show, the Adam goes up from the ground, and you go, I'm going to steig, and the Hirsch wants the Adam to be great. He wants him to step in and be a big shot. There's a Maisa with Dovah HaMelech, that the Gevainim lost their Parnassah because of Shalom Melech, so they wanted... David said, I'll give you money. And there was a rov, a whole famine. I'll give you money. They said, no, we want blood. That's why you can't marry your Gevaini, even if they come Jewish. So we want blood. Okay, he had to give a whole bunch of children. Ein klach of Shalom Melech. So all the children of Shalom Melech had to stand in front of the Urim V'Tumim. And if it was Kailit, that person, the frozen, whatever that means, The Urim V'Tumim, that's the Eivishta, telling you he's supposed to be. They hung him. They hung how many? Eight of his descendants of Shaul Zamel, because the Rivanim had to get the revenge and shame. So one of them, Shaul, David liked him. Mifi Vaishis, he was a Ben Torah, and he was his best friend Yonason's son, and he owed Yonason a favor, and they were best friends. He says, I don't want him. So you know what he did? I want him alive. He davened. Don't let that be Kailit. You're mixing with the Eivishta. The Urim V'Tumim knows what's good and what's not good. You're mixing in because you owe a favor to Yonason. What are you mixing in? Because the Adam is supposed to do that. Well, the Mayan Lava is Adama. You get no rain until you daven. What's the Bris Mila for? You don't like the Eivishta's job? And Bris Mila, biggest mitzvah, to go against the Eivishta. No, we're going to do it right. Like the Eivishta did wrong. What's going on here? The turn is full. What do you say with the Mama Leah? Well, Yitzchak Avinu, the God of Adar, Paskin Leah, Esav. You Mavatli Adas. How do you go again? Then Yaakov also agreed with his father, Leah Esav. Nishamayim. That was it. And Leah says, no. I'm going to dive it. I'm getting Yaakov. I don't care what anybody says. And there's so many chazals in this direction. What do you do with Chizkiah HaMelech? With Chizkiah HaMelech, is half dead, and he's told, Hizkiah HaMelech is half dead, and the Navi tells him, you're going to die, it's a gzerim in a shemayim, I was just up there, I know everything that's going on, it's over, they paskin, the Abish himself, you're dead. So when he heard that, Hizkiah HaMelech turned around, and he said, he had tremendous respect for Nevi'im. Malchus, Beis David, I think Dar HaShulcha mentioned it, they were known. Even the Rishayim Shebahem, a Navi. Achaz once had to see a Navi. Navi's going to give him Musa. So he didn't want to look in his face because he was embarrassed. And he took a laundry basket and stuff. They met there in the laundry somewhere, and he put it over his face because he was embarrassed to look at the Navi. It's brought down that Shevet Yehuda Dovid HaMalach Eino Klach. Respect for a Navi. Respect the Moridik and that Masniya. That's right, Halacha. You're allowed to be done. You're allowed to be done, Dovid HaMalach, a king, if he's from Dovid. Am I right? You weren't Sanhedrin, in the second pair of Sanhedrin. You're allowed to be done if he comes from Dovid. The other kings, don't you dare. He started with a king, he'll kill you. But there, there'll be Masniya to go along with. Anyway. So, he hears that. What? You're telling me that Avis is going to kill me because I did this Averina? So he calls him not by his name, which is a bazillion to a Navi. Ben Amoitz! Kaleinu Mosecha Vatsay! Stop your war and get out of here. Wow. That's the way he talks. Chizkiah Melech, the biggest tzaddik. I have a Kabbalah, Pilu Cherechad, and Menasa Hatsurisha. Oh, let me say, I've been a Rachman. I have Betochen knocks the whole world away. Anyway, the Avishta wants you to be a Cheverman, to fight. He wants you to fight and fill it, even though. But it's been a Shemayim, but I did have Averis, and I deserve it. But it's happening to everybody. You fight. Hashem loves that. Nitzchuni Banai. Nitzchuni Banai. Avishta likes that. The last thing in the Torah says over there by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that the Avi Yashik Kachacham Shishibatim, the last Rashi in the whole Torah, is the last temple of the greatest man that ever lived. And it was his own idea to smash the Luchais. And the Avishta was maskim. You did good. I'm maskim to you. A man is supposed to be a chelik. He is a chelik Kachamimal. He's supposed to be, now that's Hanukkah or Rabbonin. Rabbonin. It's us. We created our own Yom Tov. Anyway, I just want to say something over here. You got a big shot at Hanukkah. You decide how valuable Hanukkah is. You decide, can Hanukkah bring you Yeshua? So, Hanukkah, go extravaganza with the kids, got to go. Kavona, everything good with the neiros and the mitzvahs, the latkes. Or you could make Hanukkah Kodesh Kadoshim. It's a time of Nisim. There's Hashpa of Nisim going on at each individual. You're an Adam. You're the Ramonan over here. They created their own Chag. You create your own Hanukkah. How much do you hold that Hanukkah could do? It'll do for you. Now, I tried. And I became last year a big. Last year I needed $14,000 to pay for my weeklies and whatever, to my kedalim. And I was going to sugar. So I called up a makobel, a big makobel. Like, what do I do? He said, you spend the whole Hanukkah not worrying. Forget about betachin. And just don't worry. And you know the Beis HaLevi started when he talks about betachin. The first thing he says is, ched asad, not worrying. It. He says, pachad is an aveira. It's the pachad. Just don't worry. Don't be such a bal betachin. But don't worry. Keep worry out of your head. And he said, stop fantasizing, Yeshua's. And the kid said, Zois Hanukkah, 14,000 G's. Rabashkin, Zois Hanukkah. You believe in it? It works. We have to work on believing every minute of Hanukkah. It's time of Nisim. It's an Eisrotzen. You be a Tumim, sit alone. People distract you from it. Sit there, learn a lot of Moshe. You'll see big life so much. Anyway, I want to get to about the Navardiga with their Olam Hazar, with their how they a king. The Alter brings a story where a king was offered a beautiful golden table, and he asked the Pekeach, should I take this table? Pekeach said, don't take it. Don't take the table. He took the table anyway. And as soon as he got the table, he decided, let's have some fun. He sat on a boat and he sat with that table. And in the middle, suddenly a wave came and the table slid off the boat into the water, gone forever. And the king had a nervous breakdown. So he said, you see? You're going to run to Olam Hazar. If you're living off COVID, you need those telephone calls. You need, someday it's going to get you. Reb Geshem used to tell me this. He said, where's your simcha coming from? It's good to be with simcha, but don't count. Rabbi Feldman told me this. He said, if you don't have a part of you that's not interested in anything what people think, you're lost. He told this to me. If you're counting, your whole life is everyone's opinion about this and that. When the day you don't get it, you're dead. You're going to get depressed. I once went collecting with another Mgolo, and suddenly the lady comes over, the guy that we're collecting, and she cries her heart out. Her husband, after so many years, they were just a vaza him, after working so many years, and they messed him up. See, you live your life where you're simach on that gold table. Got to get that gold table. Your wife and your kids is a gold table too, you know that? Your whole life is gold table. I got this. That's why Novartig used to put kreches in Hefkedis. Reb Ozi used to tell me, on El, Avodas El, no, it's kashrus for Olam Hazeh. You know, his rabbi said, she's broken. She just lost him very suddenly. But her simcha level is not normal. She's the same person. It's not normal. She is a real, real Nevada. I call her up, and she tells me, like, she's one of them. One of her sons went to Ima Shalanu, he Nevada Kai Me'achuz. Ima Shalanu, she's not a Yidana. A Yidana is a chash of a thing. Don't make a way. But she's one of the boys. She has the shita. I saw another one. When they lost their kid, Nebuch, Chaim Halperin, he was sitting in a car together with his son, the father of seven kids, whatever. And suddenly, boom, he was nifta. So it was a very big tragedy. Anyway, I saw them, the father and mother. The mother was at the B'shas Levayah. She cried, just Mechida, whatever. And right afterwards, she was great. She was Bob Chaim Halperin's Rebbetzin. She was God, him for sure. You live with the Yiddish, you don't tie down to, I need my latke made this way. You made it wrong. I can't eat that. That's not right. It's Hanukkah. You're supposed to be besimcha. You don't make a latke like this. Yeah. In Avardi, they would davke make it like this. Because in the Vardic, they look for that. They would look. Their whole religion was built around how do we papat olam hazeh. And they, let's see what you could wear. They sticked around. I mean, they to keep themselves aloof from the whole, they hopped. You see the telephone? You become addicted to it, you're dead. Your mom is dead. And today, you know, no calls. You know, you're used to your calls. You're used to your... You have a big shul to run, and suddenly half the Olam had to move, and then he's half dead. Everything's like that. You're tied down to a relationship. He's my friend. One day your friend's not so the way it used to be. You're dead. You can't be tied down to anything except the Eibishter. You have to develop a relationship with the Eibishter. I once met a woman. One of the meisters in Lakewood is named after her. She was an altar amana, and she lived in Crown Heights in one of these crazy places. She told me she was surrounded by shvatzes, and she told me she does not feel alone. She feels the Rebbeinu Shalom. She doesn't feel you have to develop a relationship with Hashem. Sit there. The best part of Hanukkah or anything, sit alone with the Tata. By the way, Rav Weinkrantz's yard site is on Hanukkah. And I heard, he once said, what's Hanukkah by Novartig? Kabbalah, no kash for 8 days. That's Hanukkah. You want to know what real Hanukkah is? No kash. Avadi, you got to learn it. No kash for 8 days. That's a great idea. That's Hanukkah. By the way, that's what Pesach is all about. And that's what Sukkot is all about. That's what everything's all about. That's why they're the happiest people in the world. Because they know you can make the most geshmake yomtiv in the world. But when your midas get caught in, you messed up. We had such a beautiful Seder. And Zaidi was so proud of Getzel. And Getzel got up with his little short pants and his long payalach, and his sitzes hanging out, smiling, with his best smile, and mommy's all excited that Zaidi should see. Man, he's standing with his cute, squeaky voice. And Zaidi and Bobby liked it. And Zaidi, and suddenly, boom, Getzel's other side. There's two sides to Getzel. Suddenly, Getzel's other side. Getzel gets a, you know, Getzel doesn't get along with Chayala. That's an old problem. And suddenly, Getzel takes the wine and sends it flying at Chayala. My whole yamta was ruined. We had it, and the wine's all over the place, you know. So you're tied down to your clothes, so you're dead because you're tied down. You're tied down to the impression you're giving the Zayd and the Baba or the cousin and the uncle, whoever's sitting there. So you're tied down to all their opinions. That's your golden table. You're tied down to all these things, and when you lose it, you're dead. And you're tied down to having as a uncle, a Seder, doing it right. And he messes up, and you're tied down to your children, that they have to be the way you want them to be. That's also, what do you care? You have a chiyuv to take care of them. You have to go out of your way. You have to go do anything for them. But deep down, they're not your chiyuv. I'm telling you, you are your chiyuv, but it's your chiyuv to do the best you can. I can't. After that, it's all my yomer abriyas. He's not having a talk with his kids. Look at his kids. So he's probably also like so-so. Or he don't know an elchanik them. Or something wrong in that house. Something. And you're all worried. What do people say? My yomer abriyas in my house. My house this. My house that. Now the Vardigas would love that. They say, oh, this is exactly what I want you to say. My house is a mess. That's why I love it. Say whatever you want. Your opinion means nothing to me. My yomer abriyas. What do I care? Anyway. So you're tied down to Olam Hazeh, and the Vardigas worked hard. How do we get out of this? Because it's a never-ending, bottomless pit. It's my maluchim zakti alta, my maluchim. It's you're drinking salty water. You never Olam Hazeh. It doesn't work. It's not a working system. If you have Olam Hazeh, forget it. Especially with goyim. If you're not looking good, you're dead. It's over. You know how much stress a guy has? He has to look good. I am myself. And who would have to, have to look good? You have to be able to smile and personality. A yid has to be an Eved Hashem. What is he? People kill your life. So the Navardigas know how to be monotic themselves. They knew the fine points, how to work on this and that, and they walked around like, I heard once a Navardiga spoke at one of these functions over here, over there. And I heard he was levitating. The guys walked in, and all kinds of weird things happened. They know each other. When one sits there and then he starts falls asleep in the middle of the drasha. I don't know the cheshbon is what he did. Well, another guy gets up, half the guys leave, and half the guys. And the guy that gave the drasha, what kind of hat was he wearing? But it's a game. Everything's a game. How are we going to... I was once sitting, rebellious names, I was once at one of these Shavuot, whatever, kiddush, whatever. He sits down, there's a lot of food. The Sephardim have a lot of dips. And he gives us hugs. Oi! Yesh po kol kach pratim! Mikol atzadim! Go to eat a pickle in front of everybody. Give me some more stops. They brought them. Yes, brought them. They say, L'chaim told the guys that you don't know and you're afraid of. It's a whole, there's a lot. They have fun. The Navadis, everything's a game. Go to a chasana. One guy's not dancing in the middle because he got too much covered for that. He's out of it. They think that he can't dance. He can dance better than anybody, but he's up to a different stage. So another guy's always going in the middle and he can't dance to save his life. And he's there to show, to break his fear of people. So you're not such the best dancer, so what? And he comes back, they give him a pat on the shoulder. You danced, even though you're not good at dancing, you popped on the belt. That's how they became happy people. And each person had a different you know, a different job to do. Like they knew each other. They said, okay, you're up to a stage where it's time for you to start respecting that guy that you're always jealous of. Start going to his shiurim and set up front. I saw this with my own eyes. There are two brothers, very close in age, big Ivdim, big tzaddikim, not stop, one of the biggest. One of them was very talented, and the other one was so-so. Not so-so. He simply was not. In being an Ivid and being a Talmud Chacham, he was great. But the brother used to get up when he used to say Gramin. And he used to sing, and he had a beautiful voice, and he was machadish, and the Yelam adored him, and his mother went wild over him. And this brother was background music. So I saw this with my own eyes. The brother took one of these things over here, right? And whenever his brother spoke, I got to take that. Hatovim b'mokam akpodeh! That makes you happy, it makes you free. I don't need this old kind of business. Now I want to be an Aaron. There's a golden opportunity. They lived in this. And after a while, they're like, you know, different kind of people. That's the Shita. Anyway, Evzal Homer of Weinkrantz's Yard Site is coming up. I have to find out. It's in Hanukkah. And we want to do something. Lili Nishmasri, Rechai Motche, Weinkrantz. There's pictures over there, right behind you. I think it's here. It is. Yeah, bring it up. Yeah, that's it. That's your Weinkrantz. He was a Rosh Chabad. This man had Ruach HaKodesh by the miles. You know what he used to do? Rav Chaim Motche Weinkrantz. He used to. You know what he said? His kitchen had the Shechina. Rabbi Yisai, I've been everywhere and anywhere. See the Shalit, the Shalit, Musanikas, Lamdam, all of them. I've been everywhere. Ask anybody. His kitchen had the Shechina. Whoever went there, all the kids know it, all my friends. I used to bring the Chabur from Lakewood down there. They felt something's going on here. This man was Kedish Kedashim. He used to, first of all, he'd take a picture. He wanted to know if you do a Shidduch, there's something wrong with the Yichus. So he would, was that you want to know if you should do the shidduch with so and so? Bring me a picture of him. He take one look at him and says, he's fine. Do the shidduch. Other times he'd say, don't get near this. You'll be divorced in 2 weeks. He used to say this, Kaseida. You remember him? He knew everything. I had my own, but one of my daughters, I was a little shaky about it. He asked one question, how he knew Adayin. He asked my daughter one question. She saw it's not for her. He knew right away. He didn't see the boy, nothing. He was a big Baruch HaKadosh, not stop. And he was a Baki B'Shas, everything. He was a Goyin and a Tzaddik. There's no words to describe him. He was the head of the Nevadigas. And he was the Abbezin. Whenever they had Tamar Gadol, they couldn't figure something out. And in Teva, it wasn't working. He already knew. He knew. They told me. The Bezdin told me this about him. He was like, he was up there. He knew everything. And the results, the voting. Now, he used to say, when you want to talk, don't. When you don't want to talk, do. He was famous for that. And he would, do you know who else was famous for that? There was one other place that I saw. That's damn it to him. His Madrigo, just forget about it. I mean, you felt it. There's one place, one person, I for sure felt something there. I'll tell you who it was. Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein. I felt something there. He wasn't nowhere else. I felt something's going on. And sure enough, I did some research. And I found that he was talking such a person. Always going against what he wanted to do. You know, if we had a chabura that sits on this all day long. This is what all we talk about. How could I do what I don't want to do? Now, you're living in a world where everybody runs after whatever they like. And if they don't like it, they don't do it. And that's all. I'm not davening in a place where I get business, where nobody holds for me. Oh, no. I'm out of place. Don't do that. Now, I don't recommend anybody doing a variety of things unless you're part of a group that believes in this stuff and they like it, they hold from it, they learn a lot of Musa. Like Madregas Adam screams, this is the only way you'll be happy, by learning not to do what you want to do, by accepting things. The kid that's bothering you will be, you learn how to deal, not to get in chaos. This is my life. What do the Madregas do when they get together? They don't ask, what's that to the kinder? What's that to the panusa? You're killing them. I do it too. Don't worry. That's what you're supposed to be a mensch. In their own society, how's your caste issue? That's all. Come on, don't give me if your wife dating or not. How's your caste issue? How's the, you're still kinner with so-and-so? Did you take care of it? Did your whole life is your meetus. And these are the happiest people in the world. All they talk about. When they bump into each other, I saw letters that the Vardigas wrote each other. They were so worried. One of them went to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, what's going to be with the Vadim? Are you still holding up? You're still learning Musa? You got to see those letters. They loved each other. The Avis Chaverim that they had, the concern is not Shayach. You see in the letters, the way they're so worried about how you're doing. You had a big problem with, let's say, Kenna, yeah? He says, is it getting better? I mean, that's your life! Ikechir saw them! Today, when I speak to people, I have to introduce them. I just spoke to somebody with terrible shalom bias problems. I said, by the way, do you have a caste issue? Oh, yes. No. You're not in first. You're not getting nowhere. It's not your wife. It's you. And the ladies, it's hard to tell this to people, but that work on your own midas and everything falls into place. Who cares if this is the person's a nice person? Nice person. I have to do mine. Learn working on me. This is a Hanukkah gift. You know what? I know in Nevada, my Rebbe, Rabbi Schwartz, his kids told me that for Shlachmana's presents, guess what they used to get? He told me, Eitzel Achavedim Zayapurim. Etzleno Zayatishabov. They used to get letters from the father, together with Shachmanis. Okay, I'm noticing lately you don't come in time to Minyan. I'm noticing you're learning, no. You're not learning enough Musa. Let them have it, his kids. Imagine, that's the way you raise kids. Now, I don't recommend that, by the way. That, I would send a different. For our door, you're Gevaldig here, you're Gevaldig there. We lay it on thick. You know, and this dirt is not good at accepting compliments. They don't, you don't mean it today. You say that to everybody, it's nothing. It's cheap. It's nothing. It's not, it doesn't mean anything. You should know. I met a chabad. Rav Hutna used to over compliment. He was heavy. Slabot. Navarnik also complimented. Don't ask. But the boys, once you became one of them, then they treated you differently. It was a status symbol. Once they started knocking you, now you're one of the chevra. Now there's somebody home. Yeah, you're still with that. You're still in after all these years. What's going to be with you? Yeah, I used to hear Galinsky make fun of himself. He spoke about his learning. He says, he told this to Rav, he says, Rav Shach, I think it was, told Rav Shach, was somebody who was friendly with him, Bnei Brak, when the Gracie, he said, I wish I could throw away, get rid of all my, you know, collecting and just sit down and learn 3 stories a day. Hotamig is always telling me, do geist noch lernen, anechtige tog, the hostage king, shayches mit lernen, stop battling. He told it over. Told him, the boss has to put lernen today. He spoke about one of his kids. He said, I'm a dad, Nishkevelach, I'm a son of Dan, this one, Nishkevelach, no, I'm a ghost of my kitchen, I'm a Nishkevelach. He laughed. In the world, never. My son never became what I wanted him to be. Disappointment. You're so busy with your COVID. That's the environment, you smell the rat. Don't dare come what I want to be. You're afraid about your COVID. What's people going to say? Because your son's friend your friend's son is the Rosh Chabura, and your son's the Dos. That's what's really bothering you. Cannot die for COVID. Matir is all the Manoila. But you're kvetching Nabuch this and Nabuch that. And I go through so much, and my wife is still not behaving herself. Whatever it is. I mean, it's all they see through all the stuff. Did I speak enough? Sure. I'm over time. Thank you for all your patience. Oh, Tazay.